Today's recording is the Zchus Achenu Yonah ben Shlomo, Jorian Schutz, on the occasion of his birthday. May have a successful year in all things physical and spiritual, and seeing how they're one, a year filled with joy, success, and fulfillment. Ever try asking fire why it's always scintillating, why it's always raising upwards? Ever try get into a discussion with fire, like try to sit down with it and like try to examine and analyze what's its reasoning, what's its logic, what's the motivating force that's causing it always to rise upwards? You'd be wasting your time. It's the nature of fire. The nature of fire is to rise upwards. It's not something that's logical or could be discussed. And as the Alter Rebbe explains in the 19th chapter of Tanya, our souls, our neshamas, which King Solomon likened to candles of God, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, the soul of a person is the candle of God. Our souls by nature are always rising up, trying to ascend towards God. There's nothing rational or logical about that. We should never think, Chalila, that our relationship, our connection with God is something that's going to be based on logic, not our logic and not any human logic. A relationship with God that's only going to be based on reason, that's going to only be rational, will be as finite and tenuous as the brain, as that particular person's rational mind is able to grasp. It's not that we can't also afterwards use our mind, and we have to use our brains to try to understand as much about God, as much about Torah, as much about religion, as much as we can. Of course that's true, but that's step B. That's the second step. We have to know that essentially our bond with Hashem is not rational. It's not logical. It's a candle that's always rising upwards. Our soul, by its nature, always wants to just be connected to Hashem and can never be separated from Hashem. And this is the only real answer to the question that somebody asked me on yesterday's voice note, which I'm sure many people thought about, but one person was brave enough to actually ask it. You see, we learned yesterday that based on the Zohar, Kabbalistic and Hasidic philosophy explain that even though we believe in reward and punishment, when we're plugged into getting our sustenance and our flow, our shefa just from Hashem, but if a person connects oneself, Chalila, to the spirit of impurity, to the Ruach Mesavu, to the side of evil, if one is getting their abundance, their sustenance from the other side, that side gives for free. One doesn't have to put in much effort. In this world as it is right now, until Mashiach comes, the wicked do prosper. And on the other hand, to be able to receive from Hashem all that we need in our physical life, one has to serve Hashem, one has to do avodas Hashem, one has to daven for it and make an effort to become a vessel to receive from Hashem. So the question is, so why would a person just want to receive from God? Why would a person pick the king if it's much harder to have a relationship with the king and it's much easier to do a shortcut and have a relationship with the dukes, the earls, and the barons? And the answer is, Chelki Avaya Omer Nafshi, my soul says that my portion is God. There is no rational answer. It's because we want a relationship with Hashem. We do want a relationship with God. And this person asked me in the voice note that the question seems stronger than the answer. It doesn't seem enough of a reason. Why would a person continue to make all that effort if receiving directly from Hashem is so much harder than connecting oneself to the side of impurity and evil? The shells in which God hid his light, and to receive from that side of impurity is much easier. Yeah, the question is greater than the answer, because the real answer is not ever going to be logical. There's no logical, rational reason that Jews throughout history, for thousands of years, for centuries, were willing to give up on all that this world had to offer. My wife and I were just recently in Italy, and we saw the beauty, the grandeur, the majesty that the Christian society was living in, the type of art, culture, and architecture that was surrounding them. And Jews elected to live in hovels and abject poverty and ghettos, poor and starving, in order not to be separated from Hashem. There's no logical explanation for that. It's the nature of our souls. Our souls are like those candles, like that fire that are always rising upwards. We have to realize that whatever conscious feeling we might have of connection to Hashem, whatever conscious reasoning we might have to connect to God, is not the ultimate truth of who we are. What we consciously experience is the outer layer of our soul. The most basic inner being of our soul is just essentially one with Hashem and can never be separated from Hashem. And that's what Rashi brings, one of the most beautiful ideas from Rashi. Parshas Hazinu, Deuteronomy 32, verse 43. That when Mashiach comes, all the other nations will praise Israel. The greatness of the Jewish nation, Shadovku b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we cleave to Hashem with all the tsaros, all the horrible persecutions, everything we went through, and we never left God. That's the greatest praise of the Jewish people. And that continues to this day. It continues to this day that a Jew just wants to be connected to Hashem, wants to only receive from Hashem. Because we don't see God as a great ATM machine in the sky. We don't just connect to God because we want stuff, because we have our own self-interests. We connect to Hashem because God is truth and because that's our soul's nature. And therefore it's our own soul's truth. A truth that transcends logic and rational thinking. May we take joy, great joy, in knowing that that's the ultimate being of who we are. Connection to Hashem that's as infinite as Hashem is, because it's coming from the fact that our soul is essentially one with Hashem.